Tri-State. There's a museum in town. It's called Pike Pioneer Museum. It's been in operation, I guess, about 7 or 8 years, something like that.
Do they have a nice collection?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. They've rebuilt some. They have a dog trot house rebuilt out there, and wells, and you know, a lot of the artifacts, grist mills, different kinds of plows, stuff like that. A lot of stuff that we investigate, find out there.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, a guy found one of our Troy folk informants out there. A lot of the they have the retired people have some sort of organization, retired senior citizens group, you know. And
I'm about
they,
to transcribe a record from Troy.
Is that right?
Interesting.
They act as guides out there. Mm. Do you remember which one it is?
It's right up top. It's a 2B.
2B. White or black?
White.
And it's probably
Gene Gibson.
Yeah. The guy did that one. I sat in on it.
Is she related to Baskin?
No.
Okay.
She's quite normal.
Okay. Let's see. Is it a good interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Any other landmarks?
Well, it's not exactly a landmark, but it's a little unusual. It's something called the Precosans.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if I can spell it. I don't even know if it's in the dictionary. Somebody told me that Precosan just meant woods, like forest, but most people around town call it the Precosans. It's just a place that stays perennially green all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it had been studied by geologists or whoever studies that sort of thing, and it had been written up somewhere in like National Geographic. There's supposedly only one other place like it in the world, somewhere in the Black Forest of Germany. But, you know, nobody pays any attention to it. It's just there. People go out there and park and drink and all that. I don't know. Precosan comes to mind.
Well, if it's in National Geographic, maybe we can put it that way. How about parks? Other than the Precosans?
That's not a park.
Is that a park?
Yeah.
Well, if people go out there and lie around and like a park.
Yeah. The Murphy Park is almost in town. It's really mostly for young kids. It has a couple of swimming pools and swings and pavilion, you know, facilities for cooking out, that sort of thing. As far as I know, just about gets the parks. They're baseball parks, little league parks on Knox Street. There are a couple of baseball diamonds out there. And seems that there's a swimming pool that blacks used. It's right off North 39th Street. I don't know if it has a name. I don't even know if it's still there. It's on a dirt road.
Do any of these have special names that only insiders would know?
No, they just call it Murphy Park. Call it by its name.
And is there an airport?
Yeah.
Around?
Yeah.
In Troy?
It used to be called Edwards Airport, something like that. The Army has a little helicopter training facility there now. They maintain a good bit of it. And there are some businesses in town, some of the larger businesses. There's a tire company and a construction company that they keep a jet out there for business trips. And there are propeller planes for rent out there, and they give flying lessons
and
all that.
Commercial airlines use
them? Oh, no. Too small.
Yeah.